This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now look, if you want to be part of the conversation, and you got to be, don't be a victim of that last tweet you saw or something that Uncle Frank sent you, because it's not true. Most of the time, it's not true. You got to do a little homework on your own. You guys make me crazy. I've said this before. I'm not trying to be mean. But you got guys like me that are out there trying to spread the truth, trying to have people take us seriously. And then you come up with this stuff because you saw a tweet and you send it out there, and we spend the next hour talking about it on the show and how untrue it was. So do a little bit of your own homework. Watch where it comes from. I mean, dead serious. Now, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can always find out more about me and the show at therealside.com. You know, before I bring my next guest on after the break, if you use a little bit of your common sense, you see what's going on out there. And I love the upper echelon now saying, and listen, if you've got liquid in your mouth, swallow it now before I say this. Because you got the upper echelon out there now saying, this is the safest election, the most secure election that we've ever had. These are the same people who used to make fun of Trump for saying, you know, it's the biggest, best, most secure. They're trying to tell us this was secure. So apparently, bringing in ballots at 3:30 in the morning, which is really, you know, it's amazing if you think of it in light of what happened in Georgia. They had a busted pipe, right? That's why they had to stop. Remember that? They somehow must have a great cleanup crew. They somehow fixed that pipe, cleaned everything up. No ballots got wet. Nothing really happened in the building. They could let people back in a relatively short period of time, and voila, these brand new clean ballots showed up out of nowhere. But this has been the most secure. And I've told you guys a million times, I was in the technology world for 20 years. I've always been afraid of computer voting. I should say afraid. I've always had a concern for computer voting because it's too easy. You don't understand how easy it is to write code that'll actually rewrite itself. So at the end of the day, when they do the tallies, or when the thing is tallying itself and spitting out the information it needs to spit out, they can manipulate that and have the code rewrite itself so you never find it. Now, it may not be the most perfect way, but man, it suited us for quite some time. Why not the Inca dot? I love the Inca dot. I'm very happy with the Inca dot. And I don't know until somebody comes up with a foolproof way of using technology, any kind of technology, and I don't know how you would do it. What I do know, though, to a big degree, is it has to be done in person. I do not understand how they expect that you're going to have, and mail-in ballots, they knew what they were doing, so let's just not joke around with that. All right? But I don't know how you expect you're going to have these millions and millions of ballots coming in. They're really not checking signatures. Some of the envelopes were still open. I'm sure they were secure. And then you have areas, like I was joking with somebody earlier, You have Joey B that couldn't get, you know, 16 people to show up to a free drive-through hamburger rally. And somehow he got, what, 75, 76 million people to vote for him? It makes absolutely no sense. And it shows you that these people hate this country so much, and I mean so much, that they're willing to throw you under the bus. If Biden gets back in, the peace that Trump is, think about that. Look at the peace he's created in the Middle East in less than four years. They haven't been able to do in four decades. Right? Trump has got China back on its heels. It's hurting economically. They're all excited now. You want to talk about fireworks? Me, fireworks going off in that place today, if it ever comes to this, and I don't think it will, when they swear in Joe Biden. These people are genuinely excited about him getting back in, because now the money's going to flow back into Iran. You're going to see terrorism on the rise. I just find that the hate over the love for this country. Weren't these the people that were running around with signs that said, you know, love Trump's hate? They thought they were being funny and cute. And Joey B, I know you don't listen to the show, but BLM made its demands on you today. What are you going to do about it? Because they're not a quiet folk. They gave you a list of their demands. They're expecting payback. I grew up in a mafia area. I know what that payback is. They said they got you the votes. They want you to meet with them immediately. They want to know what you can do for them. And what they want you to do for them in pulling back on the money that you give to law enforcement. And what you say, I just can't believe this. This is why I do not believe that this man won legitimately. Not because of all the rallies that Trump had. My God, Trump, you know what? Joey B. wished he had 10% of the people that Trump were waiting to get into a Trump rally after it was full. But with everything that Biden said about the police departments, about BLM, all the socialist things that, and he's trying to come through as a moderate, all the socialist things that he would put in place. And listen, my friends, don't be fooled. If Joe Biden sits in that White House for 8 months, makes it through 8 months, I'll be surprised. Seriously. I don't even think he'll make it that long before you see President Harris. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the times that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, all the stuff you already know about. I shouldn't have to keep repeating my... Well, maybe I do. I don't know. I shouldn't have to keep repeating myself, though. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, you've heard the numbers. We've gone over them a million times. I keep telling you guys, first of all, I'm not a big poll guy, right? Because polls are a snapshot in that moment of time. However, when you look at some of the polls nowadays, what I do is I go, let's just take the poll, go 180 degrees in the opposite direction. Because I don't know who they're asking. I don't know who they're talking to. I have never, ever, I'm feeling bad. I've never been called for a poll, ever. So I don't know if it's something I said to somebody, or they know who I am, or I'm just not on the hot sheet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just really don't know. But let me bring on a guest that really has a clue, because I actually don't have a clue Scott Hounsell joins me. He's a resident polling expert at redstate.com. Plenty of great articles over there if you want to head over there and check them out. Scott, thanks for joining me.
No problem, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, all right, so let's just get right into the meat of it, because I'm loving this. We have president-elect, kind of sort of unofficially elected Joe Biden, and you're looking at these numbers in these states totally out of control. There's no way to really we see 100, we had this last time too, 150-year-old people voting, which I think we ought to move there, truly. If the food's that good, the ground's that good, the air's that pure, we should be there, don't you think?
Right, right.
So, what could, but for in all reality, let's just talk about basics now. You've got, like in California, I think they've identified, a couple hundred, which is not a big number, but it's an understanding that there's a hell of a lot more out there if there's a couple of hundred voters that voted in California and voted in Nevada. Mm-hmm. Same names, mm-hmm. same everything.
Right.
How are you going to fix this?
So I think that, like we were as we've been talking previously, Joe, is about the audit of the vote. There needs to be a sharing. We talk about the sharing of data across state lines for financial resources, business resources, that sort of thing. Why aren't we talking about it with voting resources as well? Why aren't we trying to dedupe people off of rolls? People move out of state and they move into other state and they re-register. Why aren't those county folks or those state folks there notifying California or notifying Washington, hey, you just lost a voter, need to remove them from your rolls, they came over here?
Well, you're an optimist.
Well, I usually am. But again, going over those facts, auditing the vote, auditing the registrations, making voter ID laws a thing, I think that those are good places to start.
Yeah, but you've got groups out there, and I'm just going to put it out there. You've got Democrats who really don't want any of that. And even if the laws came through, they're not going to enforce those laws by any stretch of the imagination. You had the registrar here in Los Angeles County who was told, 2 years ago almost? You have 1.5 million names to clean up, get off the rolls, or verify that they're real. They've virtually done none of those, have they not?
As far as I know, there's been no action on that taken at all.
Okay. Why isn't that judge walking with his black robe, you know, down there to the election desk and go, okay, you, come with me. You're going to spend a few days in jail until we figure this out.
I think that the problem is that if you suddenly had a war between the judiciary and the executive in this particular case, that it's not going to end well for either side by any stretch of the imagination. I think judges primarily want to make the determinations and try to enforce them. But as we've seen in Los Angeles County or in Pennsylvania, as recently as this last week, where orders were issued from a federal court and then the Supreme Court, and Pennsylvania state officials said pound sand. And so, again, unless we have an understanding, a national understanding, a national discussion about election security and ways to make it more secure, I don't think we're going to see any.
All right, so I'm going to get crazy on you for a minute. You think this was planned by the left? You think this whole let's push coronavirus out to the point where we get people so petrified they won't leave their houses, we can do mail-in? I got two mail-in ballots here at this house, one for somebody who's been dead for 6 years and one for somebody who moved out 11 years ago.
Again, it goes back to the fact that I think that I don't think that obviously Corona was planned or anything, but I think they used the situation to their advantage. Clearly, in these states where you've seen mail ballots, mail ballot returns at north of 100% of 2016 levels, going in, you know, days before the election, you have to say, well, are they capitalizing on a national tragedy in order to win an election? And I think absolutely they did in a lot of ways.
You know, recently there was a poll that showed that Trump's approval rating was on the rise.
Right.
Actually, one of the places highest it's been. How did he get clobbered? You don't get clobbered like this with that kind of approval rating, those kind of employment numbers, those kind of economic numbers.
You look at every single county in Wisconsin. Like, for instance, every single county in Wisconsin, Trump did better than he did in 2016. Every single county in Michigan, Trump did better than he did in 2016. So Trump improved across the board. In those two, for instance, in Wisconsin, Joe Biden didn't beat Obama's turnout in 57 of their 72 counties.
And they're talking about 2.7 million votes across the country, probably higher than that. But 2.7 million, you look at it as they are extremely suspect that they believe that they can prove are not real. I don't know how. I don't know how far we can go down the road and simply giving, like the Supreme Court, we already know they're going to play a big part in this. I don't think they want to, but I think they're going to play a big part in it because you're already hearing grumblings from what? Alito?
Right.
I mean, I was floored when he came out and said, hey, okay, no, this isn't working. Okay? And even Democrats, there's some Democrats behind the scenes have come out and said, look, yeah, of course I want to win, but I don't want to win like this. This is so obvious. It's sickening. And again, more and more of the numbers as you see them come in. What was there? 450,000 votes here in California alone that were dead wrong.
Right. Yeah. 400,000 ballots. CBS reported a couple of weeks ago that 400,000 ballots had, an estimated 400,000 ballots, had gone to voters that they didn't belong going to.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, when you're talking about 1% of the total population of a state getting ballots that they shouldn't, that can definitely flip certain elections in certain districts, for sure.
What we know about.
Right.
All right. 353 counties across the country had voter registrations that were 100% over the inhabitants in that county.
It goes back to the fact that this is part of the audit. It's how many people can register to vote, what's the voting age to total people voting age in that county, and what's the registration in that county. And again, going back, and if we're over that number, then you got to start going back and parsing through the data and figuring out who should and shouldn't be on the voter register any longer.
All right, so they're recounting votes right now, and I'll get to the big numbers for you in a little bit, but they're recounting, hand-counting votes in Georgia. You've seen some of the videos, right? People are still 30 feet away. And not only that, the recount isn't going to help unless they do an audit of those
Correct.
Votes at the same time.
Right.
Okay, we'll hit more of this on the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
After showing little signs of engaging on the coronavirus pandemic this week as it rages across the country, President Donald Trump on Friday broke a long silence with an update on his administration's effort to support the development of a vaccine.
As a result of Operation Warp Speed, Pfizer announced on Monday that its China virus vaccine is more than 90% effective. This far exceeds any and all expectations. The vaccine will be distributed to frontline workers, the elderly, and high-risk Americans immediately.
The president also attacked a political foe, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, saying that an independent review panel Cuomo had set up would delay New Yorkers from getting inoculated. Meantime, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that he had no contact with President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus transition team and sees no reason to quit to join that effort while there is so much work to do now. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Before I get back to my guests, let's bring on Ken from Massachusetts. Ken, thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening.
Hey, God bless keeping up the fight, man.
Thank you. And you too. You too. Massachusetts, you got a fight going on there too.
Hey, but you know what? In this middle, blue-collar town that I'm in, do you know Trump won by like 200 votes?
Really?
At my precinct alone.
You're in the Fall River area, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is a big...
He won by 200 votes over here.
People don't realize what a big deal that is, seriously. Oh. But
you know, a lot of blue-collar guys want these manufacturing jobs back around here. You know, it's the whole decimation of the manufacturing base, you know?
Well, tell them to kiss them goodbye, Ken. They ain't going to hang around long if Biden gets in.
I'm worried about this. Like, Biden, like, what are we trading for, some porn star with underage girls and Hunter, come on. I mean, what's going on, man?
Well, come on.
Nobody knows that this guy's ready for the nursing home. I feel bad for the guy. I'm not dogging the guy, but I feel bad for him. It's going to be Kamala Harris, our president. Biden's ready for the nursing home.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Come on, let's be honest with each other. It's not going to be President Biden. It's going to be President Harris in a relatively short period of time. And God only knows what's going to happen then, seriously. Because,
what are they tossing around Pelosi, I'm hearing?
For what?
I don't know, President, if this thing's not nullified in time or whatever.
No, it doesn't work that way. We got to dispel that. It does not work that way. If it doesn't work out the way it's supposed to, it'll go to Congress, it goes to the House. And frankly and honestly, if it goes that way, we're better off because we got 26 states, and every state gets one vote. So if neither one of them pull it off, then it goes to the House, and we're good. I mean, as far as I'm concerned,
we're good. What happened with Georgia and Arizona? I thought Trump had them states. I thought he had the Latino vote,
dude, because
they left the Marxist countries.
You live in Massachusetts. I grew up in Boston. You know how this works. right? I mean, I joke about it, but it's like, hey, Frankie, we're 30,000 behind. Go grab the blue boxes out of the van. It really how it boils down to. And until we decide, you know, and I'm loving what I'm seeing because we got a lot of patriots coming forward, a lot of patriots signing these affidavits, Democrats saying, look, I saw what happened. I don't like it. This is not the way I want to win. So I'm hoping that the tide is turning. And to your point about Trump being able to win that area, I'm hoping the tide is turning. Now we have patriots stepping up and saying, look, I don't like this. And here's what happened.
You know, the guy getting threatened. I don't mean to interrupt you, Joe, but our Republican chairman in our area is being threatened. They're calling his house. They're harassing him, Joe.
I believe
and
that.
And even the Democrat, you know, the Democrats that are even saying, guys, let it go, man. Leave the guy alone. He held his Trump signs. Leave him alone. But they're still going at it. These Antifa, God knows what they are. We know what they are, Joe. Me and you know what's going on. I know what's going on. They're not letting up. Oh, as soon as they get in the riots. No, it's going to get worse, man.
Yep. You're right. You're right. Well, listen, stay safe. I'm going to let you go.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate
God
you calling. I appreciate listening. Thanks. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get back to my guest. Scott Hounsell joins me. He's a resident polling expert at redstate.com. A lot of good stuff up there on redstate.com. You got to check it out. Head up there. A lot of good writers, a lot of good conservative writers. And so, Scott, thanks for being with me.
Thanks again, Joe. I appreciate being here.
Okay, so let's just hit some of this fun stuff going on out there. You know, for a guy who couldn't get, as I love to say, couldn't get 16 people to show up at a drive-thru burger joint, 138,000 votes are dropped. 92% of them are checked off for Joe Biden. Maybe people forewent the burger joint and decided just to stay home and vote for him. That's not impossible, right?
You have to realize that there were a lot of Dems that didn't like Trump.
Right.
And so you can count an enthusiasm level of a negative enthusiasm that they just wanted to get rid of him. Was it at the numbers that we saw in some of these counties in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania? I'm never going to believe that in a million years. You're never going to tell me that the anti-Trump tide was more than the pro-Obama tide. I just won't believe that in a million years. And so I have to say that some of these numbers coming out of different states are a little alarming to me. Am I going to call them fraud right here and now? No, I'm not going to because I have no proof of that.
Can we at least call them suspect?
Correct, and that's what I'm saying. It bears a chance for us to go in and look at these numbers, find out exactly what happened, why they're so high. If they're legitimate, they're legitimate. But at this particular crossroads, you're not going to see these massive swings from one county to the next without some sort of explanation.
You know, you were telling me during the break about Pennsylvania, and we've had the advantage there for many, 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 many years. And Joe took an area by 78%, which, again, sets you back on your heels. And you say, look, it's akin to what happened here in California in the last election. They flipped Orange County overnight. Impossibility. Nobody would have, even the worst estimates were that couldn't have happened, and it did.
Right. So in leading up to the election, I was following all the mail ballot returns. And in Pennsylvania, because you register according to party, some states you don't, but in Pennsylvania, register according to party, you could tell the ideological background of the people returning the ballots. Up until the point that I was following it, there were about 1.7 million ballots returned. And of those, 63-64% of them were Democrat. It was a huge advantage for Dems, almost a 40-point Dem advantage wall leading in. However,
yeah,
1.2 million of them went 78% to Joe Biden. So because that, and that, again, that's NBC News. Go to NBC News voter election nights for election results on their website. Look at this. This is data that's right there. You're going to tell me that nearly 80% of 1.2 million people agreed that Joe Biden was the better president from Pennsylvania, where Joe has talked about banning fracking and eliminating a lot of the steel industry jobs that came back as a result of Trump's work there. You're never going to make me believe that in a million years.
No. No, and we notoriously do better at the polls the day of. I know that in me reaching out for a couple of our local people, I had many, for lack of a better way of putting it, old time Republicans saying, "Nope, we're going to go the day of." And I'm thinking, "All right, I hear what you're saying, but if anything goes wrong, you're done." And you may have to end up waiting in line for 3 hours. And someone said, so be it, then I'll wait in line. I'm not giving up my vote, but I'm not gonna entertain what these people are doing. And again, you know, a couple of local candidates, you saw that they were behind the day of, and then unlike some of these others, that at night or the next morning, I did not know that L.A. County did not count any of the day votes that day. We did not see them as of midnight on the same day. So it was refreshing to see some of the votes coming the next day, but now we're having some challenges here, even in L.A. County, aren't we?
Yeah, I think that, like I said, that you're going to see a large number of people who received ballots who, you know, weren't for them. People that had moved, people that had died, et cetera. One of my friends received 6 ballots at his home for people that weren't him. An activist, you and I both know here in California, received 3 ballots for himself. One at his home, another one at his home under the same name but like a different spelling, and then another one at his business address.
Wow. I don't know how you clean this up. I mean, mine is pretty simple, and you probably won't agree. Plenty of people don't agree with me, which is, because they think I'm calling for a socialist world. But I don't have a problem with a voter ID card, all right? And, I resent the fact that I had to get a voter, I had to get my California driver's license, but I had to get a real license. Are we serious? I thought that was the first license I got, was a real license. I could drive and everything.
Real ID, right? That they've come up with, yeah.
Now I got a whole different thing. Well, it's a way to get another $19 out of you, but other than that. But the same thing here. What would be so hard? Even going to the DMV, somebody said, well, the more disenfranchised people, the people that are social,
make it free.
Socioeconomically. Well,
make it free.
Not only make it free, they have to have an ID to get government aid.
Right.
So don't tell me that they don't know. And what a racist thing to say those people don't know how to get an ID.
Right.
Wow.
Well, again, I say make it free. I'm not about government programs, but if it gets us voter ID, the people that can't afford it, give it to them for free.
I'm with you. Give them all. Yeah, I'm with you. I'd be willing to pay the $5 it costs, or $10 it costs to put one of those out.
Right.
If we get some fair.
Think of all the Republicans that would be willing to go out and pay for someone else to get a voter ID, if it meant voter ID.
Listen, I'll pay for the cab fare.
Right.
I mean, I want it right.
Right.
And I think you
and secure.
Agree.
And secure.
Even in my, my race with me, I've always said the same thing. Look, I'll win if I do a good job. If I get the message out and I do a good job, I will win this race. If I lose, I want to lose because I didn't get the message out there.
Right.
But if you cheat on me, then I don't even know how you live with yourself if you cheat and win. Wow, how excited can you get? Got to be pretty much of a lowlife. Anyway, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe McKean, your host. Don't go far.
Tea Club's original Pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Welcome to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And listen, if you want to get involved in the conversation, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. But as I keep telling you, these social platforms, social garbage platforms better, they have kept us from really making any revenue whatsoever. So it's really tough to do. I don't like to sound like I'm begging. I'm not begging because we're not going under, you know, tonight at midnight if I don't get any money. But give up a cup of coffee at one of those expensive places, you know what I'm saying? And simply just text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77948, 77948. And you know what? Real simple, $5, $10, whatever. Let me know. It's not the amount either. I got to tell you guys, psychologically, the more of you to give a few bucks here and there and what have you, it lets me know that you're listening, you care, you're paying attention, and maybe you don't have any money. Just tell your friends about it. Tell your friends about the show. I mean, and some of you have called and made some phone calls. God bless. We're trying to get a hold of two stations in Alaska. We're trying to join the network up there. I can't. I mean, God bless. I know Alaska's beautiful. I have a cousin that lives up there. But maybe this is the only thing you got to do, listen to a guy like me for a couple. stories, but I do appreciate it. I do appreciate the calls. I do appreciate the information, for real. Let me bring my guest back on. Scott Hounsell joins me. He's a resident polling expert at redstate.com. And, Scott, you know, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Anytime for you, Joe.
All right. So let's get back to some of what we see coming up this week. I'm not overly enthusiastic about Georgia. Make me happy. Tell me what's going to happen there.
So Georgia's only 14,000 votes at this point. So I'm looking at the three states that I think will be the easiest to go after. If I'm gonna say three, maybe four, I'll say Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. The reason being is that all those states have a narrow margin. People are talking about Michigan. I looked at the data coming out of Michigan, and yes, while I see a large number of votes, it's not enough to overcome the loss. Joe leads there by 149,000 votes or something like that at this point. Every vote that I've identified is fraudulent, that's 120,000 votes. So it's not enough to overcome the win. So I think Michigan's kind of out at this point, unless there's some sort of institutionalized fraud, an issue with the voting system, something along those lines. I really don't see that state flipping. But look at Pennsylvania. You know, the AG there and the Secretary of State, or I shouldn't say Secretary of State, Secretary of the Commonwealth, because Pennsylvania is a commonwealth.
Like Massachusetts.
Secretary of the Commonwealth.
Although, interesting, though, there's not much commonwealth in Massachusetts, is there?
No. But the Secretary of Commonwealth and the AG in Pennsylvania have ignored Supreme Court rulings stating that they have to separate those ballots. If suddenly there's a mass invalidation of 200 or 300, even as many as 400 or 500,000 ballots, as a result of not separating them, that could definitely put Pennsylvania back into Trump's camp. Georgia, I think that there needs to be more pressure for an audit. I think that the voting systems are supposed to, in Georgia, I think the law is the voting system is supposed to print a hard copy ballot. The problem is with the Dominion voting system, and this can be looked up anywhere, is that the same slot that prints out the ballot and scans it back in is the same thing. So you can put a ballot back in, and it has to go past the printer again to be scanned. Well, does that mean that something else can be printed on it, that a vote can be changed, that a vote can be invalidated? I really don't know, but if the potential exists for that to occur, then obviously there's an issue. It should be separated somehow. So I think that if a recount and audit in Georgia, and I think that there's enough for some legal challenges in Arizona, they could definitely flip the state.
All right, so you've been doing polls for a long time, and you know how misinformation, well, we both know how misinformation works, and the initial polls that were put out by all these experts, you look at those and you say to yourself, you think that kept a lot of our people home, or do you think it riled them up to say, you know, bull puckies on that, I'm going to go out and prove them different? What's your thoughts on that?
I think that those people were going to turn out no matter what. I really don't think that anyone was like, I wasn't going to vote for Trump, but since these polls were wrong, I'm going to go out and vote now. So I think it may have energized them to vote more enthusiastically. I don't think that Trump supporters necessarily. What I think it didn't do is encourage Biden supporters to go out. No, everyone would love to be the one that helped vote in the new president, that they want to be the guy. I voted for the guy. I voted for you. And I voted for the guy that won. So I think that may have energized a little bit more of the Biden vote, galvanized it, if you will.
Yeah.
People that may have been sitting on the fence of maybe I will vote will go, well, if he's in the lead and he's going to win anyway. I think a lot of people didn't vote for Clinton because they thought the potential existed that she would lose, and they didn't want to have voted for the loser. So I think that a lot of Democrats stayed home in 2016. In fact, the data supports that. I mean, she didn't even come anywhere close to touching Obama's 2012 numbers.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest reasons Hillary didn't make it was, first, they depended a lot on the young vote, on the youth vote, right? That's number one. Number two is she couldn't make a connection even to the old time.
Right.
And when I... You can check it out on the show. When I called Trump, wasn't that he was so eloquent and so wonderful, but when they were interviewing people in New York City, hard time, street working, you know, union guys, that would, construction workers that were going, no, man, it's Trump all the way. He'll turn it around. He'll get us back to work. I said, they lost the union people. And then within months of that, Nancy Pelosi changed her tune, and she started calling them, right? Those were her blue-collar workers. Then she started calling them uninformed voters.
Right.
I said, they know they've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially the Dems. They change the terminologies. They tweak it around to try to cover their butts for all intents and purposes. Because now she thinks she has a mandate.
Right. And again, that's what keeps making me laugh about it, is that Biden's margin of win is smaller than what Trump's margin of win in 2016 was.
Well, give me some of the numbers you were giving me during the break, where you talk about where he underperformed with the Oblamo, I lovingly refer to.
Yes. Yeah. So if you we're just talking about like Wisconsin, Trump improved in every county in Wisconsin that over his 2016 turnout.
Yeah.
He had underperformed Romney initially in a few counties, but by and large did better in the majority of counties in Wisconsin over 2012. However, Biden, on the other hand, failed to meet Obama's turnout in 57 out of 72 counties in Wisconsin. This isn't some mandate. They didn't stomp us. 57 counties in Wisconsin decided that this guy wasn't as good as Obama. So at what point do we have to start, you know, fighting back against this media narrative that this is a mandate that the Senate has to go along with the agenda, because
they lost seats in the House.
Right. Right.
Who's the mandate?
Right. And they couldn't take the Senate.
No.
I mean, think of all the money they spent on Amy McGrath and Jamie Harrison in South Carolina. I mean, and they got stomped. Look at the money that was spent on Sarah Gideon in Maine, where, I mean, Susan Collins beat her by 13 points on election night. I haven't checked lately. There's probably some ballots that have been counted since, but I mean, it was a thorough stomping.
Well, look at the guy who ran against Mitch McConnell, with the most expensive, most money raised in a Senate race.
Right, Amy McGrath. Yeah.
And now what are they doing? They're talking about making some of these people who lost parts of the DNC or up in the executive board of the DNC. And I'm going, how does that happen? Why do the Democrats do that all the time? They have people they get tromped on, and they make them leaders.
Well, think about all the down tickets that got screwed because of all the bullet voting for Biden. Everyone went out and voted for Biden only and left these down ticket races abandoned. So if I'm one of these down ticket races, I'm not going to be happy with the DNC, the DCCC, or the senatorial committee for the Democrats. I'm not going to be a team player at that point because they weren't a team player for me.
No. You know, my wife was not happy with me when I said, you know what, the woman, if she runs, she's going to be a problem, is Tulsi Gabbard. And she's done some interviews. She's not done the whole circuit, but she's done some interviews. And she is disappointed with her party.
Right.
You know, and I'm saying, look, here you have somebody that was, we're all about patriots. She's a patriot.
Right.
She's a veteran.
Right.
She comes off as more of a moderate Democrat. You know,
she's a socialist, but
no question,
yeah, but she, if you had a choice right now, Joe, between Tulsi Gabbard as an ex-president or Joe Biden's next president, Tulsi hands down. And I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And so there was a point where early in the debate about moving forward with the country, I'd said there's a few people that if the Democrats nominate these people, it's going to be a tougher battle. And Tulsi was the top of the list. And they decided to go with the septuagenarian who, you know, can't put together a sentence without it being on a teleprompter.
Real quick, we got about a minute, but I'm looking at this and saying, you and I have been at this long enough. There's an ulterior motive here by bringing in Harris. Here's a woman who came in dead last. Nobody liked it. Couldn't connect like Hillary couldn't connect, right? Why would you choose her? And I don't want to hear about she was his son's friend.
Oh, it's to check the boxes. Woman box checked, person of color checked.
Yeah.
That's it. And I think that they figured that she would be the hardest fighter. And to be frank, having worked on two races against Kamala Harris, she is a fighter.
Yeah. Nothing there, though.
Right.
All right.
That's it. MP
okay,
shoot.
So they can find you at redstate.com, redstate.com. A lot of your writings there. And check out what he was calling. What his polls were at a couple days before the race. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure, people. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We're going to be here all next week. I want you with us.